Welcome to today's show, ladies. You are on Braiding Is My Business podcast, hosted by the one and only me, Celeste, also known as a braidologist. Okay, so it might be on the sustained side that offering sales for your braid services is an impact on retaining clients. And there are reasons to that. And I'm going to get into that with y'all right here on the show. So thank you for joining. And be sure to come right back because you don't want to miss these top tier reasons you should be offering sales on your braid services right here on Braiding Is My Business. Welcome back, everyone. All right, so the question has been asked, what are the benefits of offering sales on braid services? And we all want to know because in different local areas or other states, other braiders will offer a different price than you and also show the same almost exact service and detail of service as you do on Instagram or any other platform like TikTok and Facebook. So, what are we really missing here when it comes to the meat of this sandwich? Okay, so we wanted to know the benefits of offering sales on the braids as a professional hair braider, okay? Now, we all want the money. We all have things to do with the money, but we also have to include the deposits as well. But listen to this. The number one reason is to attract more customers. That's the main reason why we're braiding. We need the clientele. So, are we mastering one style? Are we utilizing that style to sell it and promote it each and every day and knowing that that can attract new customers? Like, for example, people that are interested in trying your braid service, maybe they've never had the service that's all over the talk of the town or basically the social media, they are actually getting this for the first time and they want to experience that with you. But how do you attract more customers with sales? Okay. First things first, the promotion. You have to be able to promote and market your service. For example, Senegal rope twist. Everyone doesn't do it the same and everyone doesn't offer the same price, especially in a certain demographic area. So what happens is your revenue can increase because you offer the sale. Look at it this way, supply and demand. They can meet, but they don't have to. Now, if your increasing revenue comes from you offering a style that you only service for $60 to $75, and you've met your match with getting your 20 clients for the over the 2 week period, and you stayed under 80 hours a week or under 40 hours a week, you did your math. You actually did something. So by offering sales, you can potentially increase the number of clients, right? And overall revenue. Look at that. All you really need is $135 a day. I think it's about, because you can make $1,000 a week and all you need to do is make, spend about at least about $143 a day. That's not bad. But see, the thing is we yike up our guesstimate. Oh no, I can't do it that long because we are working as individual braiders. And sometimes to showcase that creativity and skill, we type in a price on that. Okay. So that comes in when during, you know, peak times such as braid seasons and transitionals. Okay. I know braids are going to be asked for more, especially my medium box braids are going to be asked for more than my traditional Fulani two layers or something. So for example, you'll up the price on something that's going to be in demand. I wouldn't really recommend that when it comes to the economic system of supply and demand, because you can supply the hair, they can supply the deposit for the hair, however the case may be. But when you get down to the point of showcasing creativity and skill, sales can provide an opportunity to showcase your creativity and skill as a hair braider. So you're attracting more clients who are interested in personalized, specialized service. Do you see what I'm saying now when I compare the two different styles to one another? Someone may be showcasing it in your local area, but it may be not what they want, exactly because it's not who they want to do their hair. Maybe they don't like the, I don't know, they don't have a snack bar. Maybe they don't have a juice bar. Maybe they don't do an oil treatment at the end with the hot towel. Are they a traveler? You know, it's just different stuff what you want to showcase the creativity about in order to gain the sale productivity. Also, another key point factor, I can't forget to tell y'all this one, promoting hair growth. People want to get braids for the protectiveness, but they also want the hair health to be on 10. Do you hear me? On 10. So braids are a protective hairstyle that can help retain hair length. It could promote the hair growth. And if you explain it to them in such a way, they like that. They liked being under the fact that you care and under the fact that you're showing how to actually do the regimen and actually giving them a list of products to use in order to gain the results that y'all are talking about. So reducing manipulation by getting the protective style is also an encourager. So you want to reduce potential damage to the hair by doing so, okay? Now, with that being said, we all have that one thing in common when it comes to being professional hair braiders: supporting entrepreneurship. This is the year where you want to support others, okay? Because basically, a person could be looking at your following, or they could be following you, but they're not in your area. They probably would never be able to take a trip to you. Honestly, it's best in supporting entrepreneurship. Support others that are doing like things like you, because you never know. They could be looking for a hair growth serum. They could be looking for braids that are not braided so tight, or they could be looking for a different service in the braid market. But you could be that person that provides that. So when you link up and find a network of braiders, a community of braiders, they could be 2 hours away, 2 days away. I don't know, but example, I'm just saying, be sure about the flexibility for the independent braid market, because that's why we have stories on places like Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, so that we can showcase others' work on our platform as well, because sometimes it's not all about you. It's all about you when you want to make money. And eventually, your audience will understand that about you if that's all that it is. Your work probably shows it, but they'll never get to you. So they're kind of feeling some way left out. And don't let them feel left out, okay? Now, with that being said, these are the top things that I've come up with that actually show you that adding in a sale before the braid season, during peak season, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So take it into consideration and let it be a benefit to your growth for your business, and let it be a gain to your revenue and your professional service that you do. Ladies, I hope that this was something that actually attached to you, stimulated you on what to do for the year. It's the beginning of the year, and we are not going to be anonymous in not knowing what we want to attract, okay? First of all, it was more customers, revenue. We want to attract the skill, so we have to show creativity, okay? And we have to perfect and master that skill. And then we want to get a good hair growth journey going on. And support others is the thing to do, because when you show unto others as you want shown unto you, that is exactly what you are attracting and putting out there. And it reflects back and comes right back to you. And most times tenfold, 100-fold, okay? So be mindful of this, ladies. And as entrepreneurs, we are all accepted out here, okay? So let's continue to support each other. Let's be a general advantage to attracting customers. And then increasing revenue is on the top tier of what we're trying to do here in the braid market. So let's keep this community professional and at a glam, okay? Always remember to be loyal. And I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all heard it first right here on Braiding Is My Business with Celeste T, a braidologist. Talk to y'all next time. Y'all know what to do.